Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Attention papermakers, Pratt is hiring. Positions open include the following at Pratt Valparaiso, Indiana, mill buyer, which is responsible for purchasing recycled fiber feedstock for the paper mill. For more information, check out the ad on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com or visit www.PrattHRCentral.com. Again, that's www.PrattHRCentral.com.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. My name is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this week's column for Jim. Jim's Nip Impressions column for this week is entitled, Using Quality to Manage Your Business, and here's what Jim has to say about that. I have used the phrase, spinning the invoice printer, for years to the point that many have identified me with it and bring it up when they see me. Good. If I've done nothing else, getting folks focused on the most important activity in their business, no matter what their business is, I have provided a service to all. Spinning the invoice printer is necessarily short, pithy, and makes a whole lot of assumptions. One of those assumptions is that you have your act together well enough that you are producing a quality product or service. You can certainly ship goods that are not first quality, but you'll be found out, minimally have to redo or reproduce those goods, and in extremis, lose a customer. There is an old phrase, we don't have time to do it right, but we have time to do it over. So true. When you produce off-spec goods, you will break into production to remake the order so you don't lose the customer. The losses are incalculable. Examining why you make poor quality goods or deliver poor quality services is instructive and a good place to start to buff up the overall management of your organization. Why did you produce poor quality goods? There are only three or four key high-level metrics that need to be examined out of the gate. Are the raw materials up to spec? Do we have any equipment in our process that is not working as specified? Are our employees trained to do their jobs properly? And finally, are there any perturbations in our energy sources that cause variations in our production systems? That's it. Start here. You might think there is another question. Are we producing our goods to meet specifications? Don't need to ask that one because your customers are already answering it for you. They are either keeping the product you ship them or throwing it back in your face. Now, the four high-level questions I asked above can lead to a myriad of other questions, hard questions. These questions can invoke making decisions regarding your suppliers, maintenance, capital expenditures, training, replacing employees, and so on. But the place to start, once you get the idea that your job is spinning the invoice printer, is with these four questions. Notice it is a top-down activity. Some attempt to make it a bottom-up activity. That is a losing strategy. One can become mired down in the minutiae
of one corner of their business and miss the entire focus of where to concentrate their efforts to be successful. Sometimes the problems are really simple, if only someone would just manage properly. Within the last month, I have been involved with two organizations whose responsibilities are accounting and reporting the results of that accounting to others, in one case a government regulatory entity. These organizations have failed miserably in their duties. One is in such a position that they cannot be fired. The other is in the process of being fired. Sloppy quality has consequences. I worry every day about our own quality, for we produce intangibles. Hence, the measurement of our quality is necessarily nebulous. That is no excuse, however, and we must keep after it all the time. Checking each other, checking our checking. You would be wise to do the same. We spend a lot of time training our first responders because we do not tolerate any lack of quality there. Think about transferring that attitude to the rest of your facility. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.